I'm here with Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. Ivan, two of the big bills that are going to be heard in committee, one is civil unions and the second deals with in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. Both of these measures are not new to the legislature. They haven't passed. They're expected to easily pass this year. Do you think we'll see anything different in the committee hearings?
I think the only difference will be where these two issues were among the more dramatic debates, more emotional hearings the last couple of sessions. I think there really won't be any drama here. I think everyone knows that civil unions will easily pass the Senate. In-state tuition for illegal immigrants will easily pass the Senate, and both issues expected to easily pass the House. I think the last 2 years there was drama about whether, you know, there would be Republican support or whether these measures would be able to get out of the House where Republicans had control. I think now there's really no doubt that these will get to the governor's desk pretty quickly and that he will sign them.
And Charles, do you think it's a smart move for Democrats to do these bills so early? Even though, like Ivan said, there may not be a lot of drama in terms of the outcome, there's still people will want to testify.
These are expected to pass easily, as Ivan says, and that's why it makes sense for them to do this now to get it out of the way, because they have a lot of really interesting and contentious bills that they're going to be doing later in the session. And these are the more emotional ones. That's, you know, it's going to get a lot of testimony. It's going to take some time to get through committee, but they're going to pass. So it's best to get them done and get them out of the way. Plus, they're not criticized for sitting on them and waiting around, as they were last year with civil unions, to try to find the sponsors and the votes and this and that. They have the votes.
Yeah, these, in contrast to other years, are actually going to be pretty easy issues in comparison to what some of the other things that lawmakers are expected to tackle. One of the big issues that we're all going to be looking at is gun control legislation. So that, I think, will be a much bigger fight.
You've got gun control. You've got some labor issues that are going to be coming up. That's going to be very contentious. You've got the death penalty.
And don't forget, there's not a lot of consensus or unity among Democrats when it comes to oil and gas regulations and fracking.
You've also got a governor who's not in favor of what the Democrats want to do there.
And let's not forget about marijuana. There's also a committee of lawmakers right now and other stakeholders who are looking at ways of how do we implement this new law that voters approved in November.
That's the other reason why you have the civil unions and the asset bill going now. The marijuana legislation is still being drafted, and it may take a few more months because they're still waiting on and hoping on something from the U.S. Justice Department. That's going to be a very difficult issue at the end of the session, and they're going to be dealing with the budget and some budgetary issues by that point.
And just finally, back to the in-state tuition and civil unions, how much do you think the GOP is going to focus on those bills, and do you think we'll see more support from the GOP on either of those issues, even though it's not needed for them to pass?
From what I've been being told by Republicans is they're going to make their statements known. They know they're not going to win any battles, so they're going to stand up and they're going to say why they don't think they're either one of those bills should pass. But they also at the same time know they're going to pass, so there's not a whole lot they can do, and they know there's not a whole lot they can do. They can't try to filibuster. They can't try to delay it. There's not even any amendments that they're going to be able to get on, and they know it. So they're going to make their statement and say what they need to say, and then they're going to let it go.
Okay, thanks. That was Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.